Hey guys, welcome to my daily update video. Hey, in a moment, I want to share a brief message with you on something I love. We're going to talk about the flow of the Holy Spirit. What is the flow of the Spirit? How to recognize that flow and how to live in the flow state of the Spirit of the Lord. I like that phrase. Hey, I'm in Lyon, France today. I've got a big fountain going on behind me and lots of noise, so excuse all the background noise, but let's jump into that in a minute. Hey, before we do that, let me take 1 minute and give you some housekeeping things. Please do consider hitting the subscribe button down there. Thank you to all our new subscribers. Last count, we had about 16,000 subscribers now on our daily videos. We appreciate you, and please share this video and help us get the word of God out to more people. Secondly, do think about signing up for my email newsletter. It goes out once a week, and we've got a free gift to everybody who signs up for that. Link should be somewhere below you. Thirdly, hey, a big thanks to all of the partners and friends of my ministry. I lead some churches in New England, but when I'm away traveling, as I am now, it's my partners who pay, who invite, who host us, you know, people pray for us, support us financially, and I've got the best Holy Ghost bunch of partners and intercessors in the world, but I'd love to have you as part of that group. Again, there'll be a link below. Sign up for our partner program there. Fourthly, I have a new course coming out this week called In the Midst. In the Midst, where two or more are gathered, the I Am manifests himself in the midst. You do not want to miss this. It's going to be part of my ministry school. I think normally it would be about $80. It's a 12-part video course, but we're going to have that available, I believe, tomorrow for just a donation of $20 to our missions fund, and we will give that to you completely. So do sign up for that. Lastly, if you are not yet a Christian, I'd love to have a conversation with you about your soul. Seriously, about who is Jesus, what he did for you, is he real, what does that mean for you? I'd love to talk to you about becoming a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you're interested in setting up a Zoom call or phone call, why not reach out to me at my website, and I'd love to talk to you about that. Good, let's talk about the flow of the Spirit of God. One of my heroes in the faith, John Osteen, that's Joel Osteen's father. Loved Joel Osteen, but John was a different character in a way, really amazing man of God. John Osteen was this Baptist pastor in Houston, Texas, who he said for years he used to sing the song, "Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise." And then he said one day he was baptized in the Holy Spirit, spoke in tongue. He got one more tongue and they threw him out. But he led an amazing, one of the largest churches in America in Houston, Texas, Lakewood. Real amazing man of God, a missionary, planted thousands of churches in India, and a real amazing man of the Spirit. And he once wrote a book, I think it was called The Divine Flow. But he talked about there's a flow to Holy Spirit. And it's interesting because I learned that in my own life, in meetings, conducting meetings, ministering, that there is a flow to the things God does. Now, just track with me if this doesn't make sense. But, you know, it's interesting. All of the Bible uses many words, many analogies, many synonyms, if you will, for Holy Spirit in the Bible. Fire. You can say wire. Fire. Wind, water, things like that. They're all things in motion. You know, it never talks about Holy Spirit as a lake. It says Holy Spirit is a river. Let me read to you John 7:37. Jesus said, "He who believes in me, he who cleaves to me and trusts and relies upon me, as the scripture has said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water." Flow rivers of living water. And I believe there is a flow, and I've learned that when the Spirit of God is moving, there is a flow to the things he does. At times you'll see people, and don't get religious about this, but like get in God's presence and sort of begin to move, and it's like there's Holy Spirit isn't static, he flows, he moves, there's an ebb and a flow. You know, in a meeting, I've noticed that when different people have, when the gifts of the Spirit are being manifest, if people get too cerebral, too intellectual, if we simply say, "Well, I'll give my gift," and then sit down, and there's a flow to a meeting. Sometimes God will give one person something, and when they obey, boom, it releases the next thing in the room. I've learned this again in ministering maybe to the sick, that if I can say, "Lord, what are you doing right now?" If I can cooperate with him, if I can step into what he is doing, it releases the next thing he's doing, and then that releases the next thing. And it's not just like a chain reaction of dominoes. Literally, the anointing and the glory raises in the room the more we follow the flow. And when we simply allow maybe nervousness or fear to quench the Spirit of God, it's like we break that flow. Yeah, we put a dam in the river. So my encouragement to you is Holy Spirit wants to flow in your life. People literally talk about flow state. Have you ever had that experience where you're working and it's like somehow your brain gets into this zone and you're just boom, 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 you know, getting through things and nailing that, doing this and doing that, and you're, it would be like somebody who's just learned a routine and maybe they're working in a factory, boom, 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 and they're not even really thinking, like somebody driving expertly, but they're sort of on autopilot and they're in the flow. And I believe God doesn't want to control us. He's not going to control us as we walk through life, but I do believe He wants us to stay and abide and to embrace that flow as we walk through Him. I believe God wants us to give Him our brains, to engage our thinking, our brain, our intellect with the Spirit of God. But I tell you, the flow state comes from our heart. So how can we be a people who learn to flow with the Lord? Again, it's all about the heart. It's about finding the passion of God. It's about recognizing that flow of the Spirit. It's about being aware of what He's doing and us cooperating and jumping on board with what He is doing. Jesus said the kingdom of God comes by violence, and the violent catch it, the violent move it, take it by force. And I think one of the keys is, as we're walking through life, literally I'm walking through a city today, I should be saying, Lord, what are you doing in this place? Lord, what do you want to do in this place? Lord, who is it you want me to see in this place right now? Literally, as I'm recording the video, I said that and I just see a lady with crutches and a walker, and I'm kind of, in my mind, I'm immediately going, Lord, you want me to go pray for her? And there's a flow to your daily life. And I think God wants us to go through that life, go through our day, and our life, but our day, in that place where we're like surfing the wave of His Spirit. We're not trying, this is not like we're trying to climb a mountain, but rather we're slip sliding away like Paul Simon sang years ago. We've caught that flow of the Spirit. What hinders that flow of the Spirit? Well, frankly, when we take our mind off the things of God. We said in that verse, Jesus said, he who believes in me, cleaves to me, trusts in me, and relies on me. The Bible says, lean not on your own understanding. So I believe if we will learn to step into that glorious place where we lean on Him, we rely on Him, we trust Him, we're saying, Lord, I'm going to go with the flow. Boom. Glorious things will happen. Hey, this is my homework, my encouragement to you. Try it. Try to be that person who's flowing with the Spirit of the Lord. Because here's a secret, and I'll finish with this. When you walk in the flow of God, God's Spirit will flow into you, but God's Spirit will also flow out of you. There's a flow of the Spirit of God coming into you, but there's also a flow of the Spirit of God that will go out of you, and that's a glorious truth. Boom. I hope that's a help to you guys. Look at those scriptures, John 7:37. I quoted that from the Classic Amplified translation today. Boom. Hey, do hit that subscribe button down there, share this video, drop me a line. You leave me a comment, I promise you I will get back to you, as long as it's a nice one. Have a great day, guys. God bless you. Bye for now.